Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. You know, back in the gold rush days, the slogan was California or bust, right? Do you know that? Now it's awaken or suffer. It's still California. I was recently at the Monterey Aquarium. So great. Hadn't been there in many years. And I posted a picture, I don't know if you saw it on Facebook this morning, of a few jellyfish. So beautiful. And they're like illuminated, you know? So the little reminder for today was flow into your illuminated self. That's what this is. This environment is a place to flow into your illuminated self. Just love watching the jellyfish move, you know. It's amazing something so beautiful can be so deadly. But in any case, they are amazing to watch. And it's possible to live in the flow. Used to say, go with the flow. Well, be the flow, you know, be one with the flow. Which is really what happens in awakening, is the flow becomes illuminated, becomes conscious, and eventually you realize you are that conscious illumination. You can call it a shift in identity, but those kinds of descriptions are always after the fact. They don't really make sense to the separated analytical mind, right? So in some circles, it's best not to say anything, just to sit silently until the flower blooms. Then you can talk about it, how it is the fragrance, the beauty. The fascination. When we're not caught in being our separate self, we're fascinated. Otherwise, I think our separate mind wants to be interested or stimulated or distracted, right? So we get very seduced into conceptual processing. So to be here is really being here requires a kind of listening that is simply open, without a filter that's judging and comparing and analyzing. That filter is what's also known as me or you, subject-object, me and you. It's just listening. Not someone listening to something. It's just listening. It's just seeing, sensing, just being. Its quality is effortless, but it's moving beautifully like the jellyfish. Yeah. Completely fluid. It's like an undulation. And sitting still like this in an environment that's charged with presence and energy can illuminate that which is held. That which is still afraid of being unsafe. So vulnerability is very much a hallmark of intimacy, the intimacy of letting go and being. So instead of avoiding vulnerability, we realize it's actually a doorway to illumination. And as we align more with this presence, we begin to find that it's grounding and it's stabilizing and very supportive, actually. And you can just rest as awareness, even though the body-mind construct can still be working through and unwinding itself. So letting go can keep happening, and that itself, it continues expanding the realization, the enlightenment. Lead turns into gold.
And then you can see that whatever you've been resisting or avoiding actually becomes a teaching, a mirror. How? By how you bring attention to it. The quality of how you pay attention to what's happening. It isn't what's happening, it's how you pay attention to what's happening. Otherwise, we're still subtly in control. And that's the real key in learning here, is to find out when you're in control. Not with any judgment or blame, but just to notice it. Because every time you can bring awareness to the control, it can begin to release. Then it finds its way into that undulating movement. It does it. And you can start to feel more spacious, more illuminated, more radiant, spacious. Open. Just naturally happens because we are fundamentally beings of light, loving beings of light. That's really our nature. And that's the real gold rush. Because all the gold in the world won't give you the happiness of freedom. So welcome. It's good to be with you. Even though it's a beautiful Saturday morning in Santa Cruz. And I'm sure there are countless things you could be doing. But when isn't that the case? You know? What a pleasure it is to return to the moment where nothing is happening. And it's profoundly fulfilling. I was surprised this morning. I had to drive down from San Francisco, and I get up usually around 6 to make it happen to get down here. And I was very surprised to find out that my very loud alarm right next to my head had been going off for 15 minutes before I woke up. Like, wow, I must be tired. Probably woke up all the neighbors. Okay. So you're welcome to come up here if you like, and if you have any questions or things you'd like to talk about, Yeah, come on up. And just to remind you that we're podcasting these talks eventually, so if you prefer your dialogue not be on the recording, let us know and we'll edit it. Also, if I don't, let's wait for that. If I don't see your hand, just come on up, okay? Just feel free to come up.
Hi.
Hi. Just let it happen.
Stop was, but I'm not sure what that stop was exactly, but some kind of nervousness of exposure, you know. I guess I'll just say what I thought I was going to say. What I've been going through is this thing where I don't really mind being alone or not attached to anybody necessarily. Like, mm-hmm. It's okay now for the first time, and I'm just noticing how there's no movement towards resolving that fear of other people.
Just let it come. Just let that come out. That's right.
I guess there was just a fear that it would never happen, that movement towards resolving that was just stopped.
The release of the pain is actually proof that it is moving.
Yeah.
Actually, you're letting it move.
Yeah, it feels good. I'm just afraid I was just going to be stuck.
Yeah. Well, it's important to express what seems impossible so that we can actually realize the possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And most people have to hit a wall or hit bottom to see that the wall is not the only option, or the bottom is not the only option. You know, for our paradigm to crack open. Because we're conditioned, our belief structures, it's all conditioning. It's all random conditioning.
Yeah.
Liberation is really free of that. So we go through whatever we have to go through, like you are, face whatever we have to face, whatever pain or illness or difficulty or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lack of spontaneousness, which is what I really love, and just seeing that like kind of magic just happen, and seeing how it's infectious, I guess, or contagious. And lately it's been more like just not like that. There's been a pattern of staying separate, and
because it's safe.
Yeah, it's just like a shield of just like...
Yeah.
Or being really angry at the person.
And I can do it.
Somehow that's a shield of like, oh, at least they can't attack me. They can just attack my behavior because it's outright, I mean, over the top, like not unreasonable almost sometimes. And so it's like, well, yeah, they'd attack that. That's fine. Then at least I can't be attacked. And it's like this weird shield of hurting myself in a way.
Yeah, it's just let it come out. Just let it come out.
I never noticed that till today, so it's kind of interesting.
Well, the heartbreaking, you know, is the heart opening. The release of sadness is the heart opening.
Yeah, I've been enjoying sadness my whole life. I don't know any insight on, like, I don't know why I would enjoy that feeling of longing. And like, I listen to music that like purposefully brings that to me. I don't know.
Oh, let him go full cycle. Don't get caught in a state.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or identify with it as who you are. People often do that.
That's true.
Oh, I'm a sad person. I'm an angry person. I'm a whatever.
Yeah. But it's a funny desire, to desire an emotion that doesn't, typically people don't seem to like that, but I don't know.
Emotions are energy. They just move.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be static.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're just like a weather. They're just, you know, when it's like rain, when you can feel the rain, it's like it's going to rain, and all of a sudden, it's a relief when it finally rains. And otherwise, it's kind of humid, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering if that desire to feel that emotion, like, is it that I'm not feeling it and I want to feel it more? Or like, is
what? Well, there could be subtle conditioning where it's blocked, where it's being held back. But naturally, we emote.
Yeah.
And we're not restricted by our beliefs or mores and all that other stuff. It just moves.
Mm-hmm.
It just moves like wind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
We're human beings. We're sentient beings, which means we feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally natural.
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering if there's something I can learn from just it being, you know, just in general, like an emotion that is, never mind, I kind of, I know the answer to that.
They lead to, they're very powerful because they're energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thought's energy too, but we tend to get very caught in thought and often defended in thought even more easily.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm.
Yeah, and then good. You can see how when the energy releases, you move more into a place of peace, into spaciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's illuminating, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely like a I can't belief structure there. There's just a lot of early childhood stuff that I don't even have memory of, but. Through admission, you know, of just like not being capable of just, I can't. Mm-hmm. So that's my main obstacle is that I can't even really meditate because I just have this instant belief of like, I can't do that. Like, so I'm working. I feel like I could go really deep if I could get through that. I could just, there's a lot of understanding of what's possible kind of working deeper and.
Well, becoming free of our beliefs it helps a lot.
Yeah.
However you manage that.
Okay.
Whether you question them or shift your attention into sensing and feeling and energy and so forth. Mm-hmm. But beliefs are basically the source of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please, come on up.
Hi.
Hi.
So I really resonated in your Ecology of Consciousness book with your experience of being as a young person really, really driven and achievement-oriented and sort of compulsive about it. I feel like I'm starting to come into a space where that's starting to unwind itself. But when it kicks up again, it's absolutely compulsive. Like, and it sort of gets its hooks into the spiritual thing, and it just becomes this kind of hamster wheel.
Right.
It's not even going anywhere, but it's just. Doing for the sake of doing, effort for the sake of effort.
It's a habit.
Yeah, and it feels like an addiction, really. Like I'm sort of helpless in it. I can't like, and so I'm sort of just looking for, I guess, any kind of. I can't get distance from it, you know. Like I can't. It's either not happening or I'm totally in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, establish any kind of perspective on it, or you know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What is it that you want?
Freedom. I didn't even know that was on the menu until a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm.
Like that was not part of the, that was not in the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Rest. Like being able to rest.
Mm-hmm. So how is it right now when you describe what's present?
Right now it's okay. I feel centered more in the heart. Mm-hmm. And that's a much calmer space usually. I just get sucked up here really fast, and there's a strong, like, sort of tension
up into the
forehead. And
mm-hmm. Can you actually redirect your attention to here?
Sometimes, not very well. It gets pulled back up very quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Okay.
No, that's just going to happen. Sort of like, you know, naturally, that's the habit, right? Mm-hmm. But even as you're speaking, you're tuning in more.
Yeah.
So there's an intention in, there's a clarity in your intention.
Yeah, it's like...
You might find that actually works.
Yeah.
Because it's working right now.
Yeah, it's just like that. I've made my home there, but it's not my home.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're realizing this is your home.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to, it's sort of like you move back and there's an intentional part.
Mm.
However that works, you'll find out. You know, you're intelligent, you can experiment, be creative.
Okay.
What you'll find is that as you become more and more centered, eventually your default setting will be centered. Mm. It takes a while for the scales to tip.
Yeah.
You can't orchestrate that and you can't accomplish it.
Right. That's the trick, I think, is
you really can't accomplish freedom. That's just, it's actually what we already are.
Mm.
So it's really a revealing rather than an accomplishing. It's very different. It's a discovering of what's there rather than trying to get something to be there. So it's a kind of, it's more receptive. Mm-hmm. Rather than, it's more yin rather than yang. Okay.
Yeah.
Even as we're saying all these things, can you feel more open, a little more?
Yeah. As you were saying that, there's like a, there's something that's shifting around.
That's right. I can feel it. I can see it, feel it happening with you right now. So opening is happening. And this is the direction.
Yeah.
Towards what we'd call freedom. Okay. So you begin to find out what moves that way and what moves the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know which way to... And then it's very easy to just sort of mm-hmm. give attention to that which works.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know when that which isn't working is happening. It's pretty obvious because it hurts. Or it's, you know, more of the same thing. So as long as you know, careful not to get into blame or judgment about the habit.
Yeah.
That the best you can do is give it compassion and love and gratitude, even because it got you here.
It did. It really did.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Please, come on up. Hi.
This is my first time meeting you.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm yearning for movement of what feels really stuck in here.
Your heart area?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
what does it feel like?
both a rock and on an emotional level like a child.
Vulnerable.
Yeah. And I literally have an image of like my infant self.
Hmm. Okay.
And I just wanted to...
Do you feel safe here or does it feel uncomfortable?
It feels pretty safe.
Oh, good. Are you in your body? Can you feel your feet on the ground and your hands touching and your breath? Are you in your body at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I could feel. Did you notice that? Something happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So you're tuning. I'd say you're tuning in now. You're getting. You're listening. This is what I mean by listening.
Yeah.
Good. You're very. You're quite able to do that. Now, just notice this area while you're listening. The area that is feels hard or infant-like. Good.
I have the sense of expansion.
Yeah, definitely. So you're this. That's how to be with this. You're very able to actually, and this will do what it. This will evolve and move and shift in the way that it will. And it can often, sometimes these conditional dynamics can often be what actually guides us to freedom. So they're actually important.
Mm.
Instead of trying to get rid of them or fix them, we actually see that they're the vehicle for liberation. I call them the liberators. They're like, initially they're the nemesis and then they become the liberator. Do you follow?
Is that, I have a practice of coming into relationship with these parts.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it.
Yeah, and so that's very good. So the tired of it is actually significant. In other words, that's where you want to be aware.
Hmm.
It's, I don't want this.
I see.
See? And so that's already an aversion. And that will also, that will keep it going. For sure. Okay? So... That's the hard part. See, but when you can actually see that it is holding the energy that actually will liberate you, then you have a different relationship to it.
Hmm.
Then you love it, you gratitude, thank you, you know, that kind of thing. And then it's accepted, it's allowed just to be as it is. There, see, even that automatically gave you a breath.
Yeah.
It's liberating.
It's such
see that we don't have to fix ourselves.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Oh.
Big difference.
Yeah, it was like went from 1 minute to the next.
Exactly.
I had forgotten.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's it.
So this is maybe isn't really a spiritual question, but when you just asked the last person if she was in her body, a lot of times I'm not, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency.
I like how you said that. I'm not, I think.
I really, that's
it's almost
why
like I'm... it could be two sentences. I'm not, I think.
That's well, that's it. Why I'm here. So I noticed that when I, often when I talk to good friends, and especially if they're talking about things that are difficult for them, I think I just go over there energetically, and I just like feel what they're feeling, and...
Mm-hmm. Empath.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just another example is like, when my cat was dying a number of years ago, and then last summer when I was taking care of a cat who was injured, and I was like with him, like at the vet and through the whole thing. I mean, I felt completely in the moment. It was really kind of a great feeling. I was just completely there with the cat. But when I was talking to some people afterwards, they said, oh, you weren't in your body. Because I actually shouldn't have been. I was like standing for several hours at the vet with the cat, and given that I'd just had surgery, I shouldn't have been standing that long. So that wasn't like good for me, but I didn't notice it at the time. I noticed it afterwards. So I realized that that's a pattern, and I like the completely in the moment thing, but it does seem like when I do that, I'm not in my body, and it seems, and I often just kind of feel like I just go out, and so I don't know where I should be. And in terms of like being present with myself, being present, period, am I more present? Am I as present if I'm out, or do I need to be partly here? Or I don't know how to do this, but I mean, I keep trying different things when I notice, but I really don't know what to be doing or paying attention to, or so.
I would say keep it really simple.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Don't make a lot of rules right now.
Yeah.
So let's do a little guided piece.
Okay.
And see what happens. Okay. Because, you know, there are times where you can be merged and open and maybe not conscious of the body, but not present. Let's put it that way. Okay. So I don't want to say.
Yeah.
Part of what you were describing was a kind of externalization, which was a way that you were almost, you know, abandoning your body in a way.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was the same thing or.
There's different. Well, there's okay. Subtleties here, so I don't want to make general too. Be careful with generalizations.
Okay.
So, basically, you came up and you said you want to be in your body more, whatever that means.
Well, I guess I want to be present and here. And I guess I'm not sure. I guess I equated that with being in my body, but I don't know.
Well, let's just see what's happening right now, and then you can call it whatever you want. Now, did you notice that something just started shifting? Mm-hmm. What would you do? How would you describe that?
Well, the first answer is I'm not sure, and I'll just
Don't think about it then. Let's continue, because you naturally were starting, what I would say, you were dropping into awareness. The reason people have used things like, you know, body awareness and yoga and meditation, those kinds of things, breathing, is a way to access our true energetic presence. Otherwise, it's just another form. It's just another, you know, twisting your body into a pretzel or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't matter. But if it can evoke this, which you are aware of, this is really what it's about. Okay. And when you are aware of awareness, naturally you will be embodied. You don't have to be in your body. Huh. Your body will be illuminated naturally. It just is how it is. Okay? So that's why I said let's keep it simple. If you can be aware of awareness, which I feel that you can, as long as you know what that is, you don't know. Okay. So some people are conscious of it. What happened while we were sitting there was just for a moment there, awareness of awareness was happening. The fact that you didn't recognize it is what we may want to clarify, not intellectually, but more so you can recognize it. Some people have an easier time recognizing it than others. I don't know why. It just is like that. Okay. But go ahead.
When I've thought that I've been aware of it in the past, it feels like a state that comes and goes. And it's
it could feel like that.
To come and go.
Okay. It could feel like that, but don't worry about that. Huh? Most people go in and out of awareness, but it's a little not quite right to compare it to a state, even though that's an easy and understandable way to describe it. Okay, so let's just sit here and see what happens. Oh. I said, because I could feel some stuff with you going on there. Maybe some.
I just don't know.
Yeah, that's the feeling of I don't know. That's really, I think, where you want to be with that in your heart. Because that's that, That's some, you know, overwhelm or sadness or longing or something. Right. That's the only thing in the way. Come here, come here. Don't go away. See, there's some emotion moving, right? Yeah, that's all. Can you feel that you're becoming more present? Or is it just more uncomfortable? Which could also be becoming more present, by the way.
Did you say more uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm. Because you seem like you're getting more restless.
Frustrated. I'm just so frustrated.
Yeah, that's what's moving. See, it's hard to sit with this because it's like the natural thing is, well, I'm frustrated, I want to run the hell out of here or something like that. You know, that's one of the dynamics that can activate when you're in a space like this. Okay, but that's what's being asked to give attention to, believe it or not. Not to figure it out. In other words, I'll put it real clearly. This may sound harsh, but it's not meant to be. Just be frustrated. That's it.
But how is...
Can't you feel you're getting more present? Don't... Come here. Come here. You're off in your head. Come on back. It's a hard one.
I don't know that I feel less present than I did before.
No, you're more present.
Maybe in some ways. I felt plenty present before I came up here.
So what is it that you need or want?
I guess I was just wondering when you just, again, that, I guess I was looking for, I don't know, the answer about how to be.
The answer is be with, I don't know. Because that's the one that keeps coming up. That's where you're struggling. Mm-hmm. So the key here is to open and be available to the struggle as it is presenting right now. And right now it's presenting as, I don't know. If you try to get away from that, you'll be missing the mark. You're thinking right now. You're off thinking. Let's just look at each other.
I'm just so tired.
Yeah, you're fighting. Know. You're fighting.
Yes.
And it's visible in your body. Mm-hmm. Your body's uncomfortable. You're restless. You're thinking. You're looking in. You're going in your head. You're fighting. It's okay. I'm not judging it. I'm just simply describing what's happening.
Yeah.
So I'm simply saying be with the fact that you're fighting. You can feel this struggle in yourself. And the struggle is all about not knowing. Let me give you a hint. Liberation is the realm of not knowing. So why would you want to get rid of it? Seriously.
Well, it's... I can't even get started. It seems like people who say that, they know something.
They don't. They really don't. I don't know anything.
They say that they know who they are.
Well, that's just a way of describing presence, you know. That's like when Nisargadatta wrote, you know, I am that. It's just a way of describing being presence. That's all that is. Don't get caught in the words. The words are just pointing. It's like the finger pointing at the moon. It shouldn't be confused for the moon. That's a Zen teaching, by the way. No, they don't. It's freedom from the known. Otherwise, it's not freedom.
It feels like there's no wisdom or any of that. It just comes
through automatically.
In this place.
What?
This kind of not knowing that I'm talking about, it feels like that stuff isn't available.
Yeah, but the not knowing you're talking about right now is the not knowing of wanting to know.
Okay.
It's a struggle. It's still an identity-based reality. It's not the not knowing that is free.
That's very true.
But it will lead there if you let it.
Really?
Yeah.
It hasn't all this time.
Because you've been fighting it. You haven't surrendered to it. And you're pissed off about it.
I am.
I know
really
you are.
Pissed off.
Just be pissed off. Just feel that. Say thank you to your pissed offness. I'm serious. That's where all the energy is. Have compassion for it.
Okay, it's coming.
Seriously. You know, there's a part of you that's really deeply unhappy that it doesn't know. It doesn't feel that it knows. But that's its identity. And you know what? That part will never know, and it will be frustrated. And all that part needs is love and forgiveness and compassion. It doesn't need, it's not going to change. If you try to change that, that's the wrong direction. It's just a little separate identity that isn't even real. When you can fully accept it, it will dissolve. That's why I say all your chickens will come home to roost.
So when I can fully accept the frustrated part, is that what you just said?
Just to really, yeah, to acknowledge it. Just acknowledge it. And notice that some part of you is saying, no, I don't want it. And that's okay when you're not there yet, but to be with the not wanting. That's what you want. Forget being in your body. Just be with the not wanting. Just feel how it feels to be in resistance.
It's like the story of my life. Sorry, it's like the story of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that literally, you'll be free of the story of your life. You'll be free of the resistance. That will naturally happen. But until you can be focused on the primary dynamic, it will keep running. And if you're trying to change it and fix it, it will run forever. That's what it means, okay? See, now right now, something's shifting. Did you notice it?
Yeah.
Some moment, some brief second of acceptance happened and your field started to open up. And you got that? Follow that. That's the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, good, good. We should get some epoxy for that thing. Just glue the damn thing. It's just silly. It's really silly.
I don't know that it's going to
stick. We'll pick up some epoxy today for that thing and just glue it. It's useless.
Put cast on it.
What?
Put cast on it.
Have you got some? You got some in your car? I'll bet somebody's got some epoxy in the room. Please, come on up.
Hi.
Hi.
So I guess I just have a report or something to explore here.
Sure, sure.
That I was experiencing during our silence. And then you mentioned I am that, and you also just said the phrase identity-based reality. And the experience I was having was, I was very aware of my form, and I was experiencing, you know, the sensations of the sounds outside of the traffic and, you know, my body on the chair and sensations in my chair and thoughts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
But there was the simultaneous awareness of just conscious awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, and I found myself vacillating between the two, and that they were just, it felt very harmonious that they were coexisting.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the nature of the dual,
mm-hmm.
and then there was the experience of the non-dual. Mm-hmm. There was the consciousness where there was no I am or
mm-hmm.
self-identification.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt fairly effortless, and it was, I think it started about 24 hours ago. I was listening to a video, a satsang from somebody, and
mm-hmm.
there was this, they said something that just evoked that ease
mm-hmm.
of going into unidentified awareness. And I just found myself there, and it wasn't a new place. It's
mm-hmm.
ever present, but it felt really opened, and it mm-hmm. felt really nice. So I've just loved having the opportunity to come here today and have us all share that. And mm. I've just been noticing, though, the coexistence of those, because I think often before I would fight that, I'd feel like, oh, I'm back in my duel. I'm back, oh, that's wrong. Or, you know, I need to go to that place mm-hmm. of just consciousness. And when I watch how it just naturally unfolds, it just feels, you know, then there's nothing to do.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, even right now, just mm-hmm. you know, the sense of all the yeah. sensory sensations, and then mm-hmm. just a presence of all encompassing. I don't even know about that, but
yeah, it's nice when we let go of how we think it's supposed to be. That's really nice.
I'm just enjoying it. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Nice. Thanks for coming.
Something that gentleman just said, thank you for that, touched on something that I've been really working with recently, which is trying to understand the kind of the nature of being, or I don't know, I've been just recently kind of getting into meditation and mm-hmm. feeling the benefits of that, and mm-hmm. I definitely feel on a like a very driven spiritually right now. Like I just want to know it all and just really have freedom. mm-hmm. And anyway, so when we talk about this consciousness, pure awareness, or And this idea of that we're not separate, and that, you know, trying to avoid, I guess, or just be aware of the propensity for being identified with who I am, and or me being separate and all that kind of stuff. The consciousness. Okay, if I'm conscious of my breath, my sensations, conscious of being conscious. And isn't that still me? Like, is that my consciousness, or like, that's, I guess, or is it like a field of consciousness, like mm-hmm. one big consciousness, and we're all in the same consciousness. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm just too much in my head and I shouldn't worry about it, but but I guess the reason why I'm asking is that I'm working a lot on distrust and mm-hmm. and being with things that I'm not tend to be not satisfied with in life, and mm-hmm. working with it in my dissatisfaction in new ways, mm-hmm. which is kind of what you were talking to others in the room about, you mm-hmm. know, just being with it mm-hmm. and accepting it and mm-hmm. embracing it. And I feel I have this feeling like if I just had a little bit clearer sense and experience of my true nature,
yeah,
that I would rest. I would live from that more centered. Free place.
Mm.
So I'm yeah.
I get it. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. So, you once, part of what you were saying, you mentioned the idea of something. And actually, the realization of it is not at all in the realm of ideas or concepts. It's a very direct, kind of profound knowing. Not intellectual, but it's a profound knowing. And the search for that, the longing for that, the seeking for that is in everybody, even if it's not, hasn't been awakened yet, the longing for it. because it's really our true nature. Okay. And when that seed has germinated, which it has, then there's really wanting it, you know, and that's the path. And the discovery of your true nature, the real, the actual direct recognition of it is essential, really, at a certain point along the way. It will be very important. And our sitting together like this can be a way for it to be precipitated, brought to the surface, and recognized. And in the meantime, and you may have very well recognized it, not may have had the sense of it, but didn't know, is that it? You know, is this it? And that's often the question. And when that emerges, it is not personal, it's not locatable. It is a sense of unified field of vastness, really. It could just be a moment, a second, or it could be a major shift. So we keep the dialogue going, and that's one of the things that is very helpful here is getting an acknowledgement when that's really, when you're on, you know, and it's like, yep, that's it. And you go, oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know? So how is it for you now right here? How would you describe just being here now? Are you relaxed? Is your body relaxed?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, good.
No, I like the color of the wall behind you, and you have a very a face that I feel like I can look at very safely.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
And the irises are amazing. And so it's actually, yeah, it feels
visually pleasing.
Well, luminous. You used that word before. Oh. I don't know.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. But how is it in your body? How is it being, what do you sense or feel? Are you aware of anything right now? Your breathing? Do you feel the contact with the floor, or the chair, or your hands? Oop. Actually, did you notice that? Okay. I'll ask you sometimes when I see a change and just to see what you get. But that's it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I feel heat.
Yeah.
Warmth.
Yeah. Follow that. Mm-hmm. Good.
Energy.
Yes, follow that. That's the right track. How do I know? Because I can see your field opening up. There's an expansion happening right now. So you were looking at, you know, sort of what you were seeing, and then you brought it in a way. Sort of like what Jules was talking about, being in the body, that's what I mean. You brought attention into the sort of sensing realm, and all of a sudden, you became aware of energy. Mm-hmm. See, right then again. That's it. Feel that? Mm-hmm. That's, you're opening, and you're starting to open into awareness now. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You're actually able to do it. So just follow that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny.
Go ahead.
I've never done like LSD or psychedelic drugs.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, and I know that there's a similarity, there can be a similar experience of, and I was watching your video on your, an interview with you, a long interview on your homepage. I didn't watch the whole thing, but in the beginning, you described this experience of staring at a wall when you were a youth, a teenager.
Oh, yeah, when I was 16.
Uh-huh. And having this experience of like, it sounded like a psychedelic experience, what I've heard of descriptions of anyway, because mm-hmm. I've not experienced
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there were no drugs involved in that. But yes, I think that.
And you were describing that as your awakening, and.
That was the beginning.
Or the beginning.
Yeah. It's the beginning.
And anyway, what I was just experiencing when you were asking me how, you know, about energy, and I was just telling you about the energy that was moving. I was like, I started to have that feeling like, oh.
Things were starting to undulate.
A little bit.
So good. So follow that. Follow that. Beautiful. That's right. See? I'm with you here completely. See, there's no separation right now. Just let that happen. Beautiful. That's right. Oh, this is the way. And I knew when I was 16, when that started happening, something in me knew that this was the way. I didn't know anything. I didn't even know what meditation was, actually. Nothing. It's just something in knew. And it was unbelievable, powerful.
Yeah, so it's a little, that intimacy is a little scary. It's a
yeah.
Little,
so that's going to, so what will naturally happen as you start to open like this is that the primary defenses of, you know, wanting to be alive, really not die, will come up. So naturally can bring up insecurity. Just let that be there. Just notice that's natural.
And we are embodied right here on this planet. So
yeah, there's a that's right.
Need for being.
This being body. A radiant being can also be a, be. You can simultaneously exist with, as he was saying, in a body. It's both. That's why I titled my book Ordinary Freedom.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So we have a little bit of time just to be in silence again. So allow yourself to find a restful place to be. It's lovely to be back again with you all, and I wish you the best in every way, and in the meantime, take wonderful care of yourself. Happy trails.